Masechet Kelim Perek Het Mishnah Tet. We learned above that there's a yotze min haklal. There's a differing rule when it comes to an oven or a stove of how it becomes tameh. It's not a normal container that could become tameh like the normal rules of earthenware containers. It has no bottom, or because it's meant to be used together with the ground or when it's attached to it. So therefore, technically, there would be no reason to say that an oven or a stove becomes tameh, but we have a special gezerat hakatuv, a special Torah law that tells us that an oven or a stove can become tameh. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about certain types of not normal stoves or ovens, and we'll consider if they could become tameh or not. We'll mention ones that are similar to ovens and stoves, but they have different details about them, so we don't know if they should be included or not, and that's what we'll discuss. Mishnah says, Bor sheyesh bo bet shefita tameh, a pit that's lined with clay that has in it a place to set down a pot. On top of it is tameh. It's like a stove and can become tameh, even though it's in the ground. Since it's used to cook, similar to a stove, pot is put on top of it, it's considered to be a stove and can become tameh. V'shel oseh zechuchit, if the clay-lined pit is made for those who make glass, to prepare the materials for making glass, they heat it up inside the pit. Im yesh bo bet shefita tameh, if it has a spot to set down a pot on top of it, it's like a stove and can become tameh. The fact is, the main use of the pit here is not for cooking food, but it's to prepare glass. But we say, even though that's the story, it still has a function that it could cook food, and therefore, since it's sometimes used for that purpose, it's considered to be a stove and could therefore become tameh. Kivshan shel sayadin v'shel zagagin v'shel yotzrim, a furnace of lime makers or a furnace of glass makers where the actual glass is made, or a furnace of potters is tehora. It's not considered to be an oven for a stove for cooking food. The heat here is so intense that people would never cook food in it or on top of it, and therefore it's not considered to be an oven or a stove, and therefore it's tehora, and it's pure. It cannot become impure because it's not a standard oven. Another type of oven, a pudna. A pudna is an earthenware oven, which is a large oven with an opening on one side. It's used for cooking on its floor rather than baking bread on its wall. A typical oven or a stove mentioned by the Torah, an oven is used in order to bake bread. Bread would be pasted to the wall and it would be heated by whatever is there, and it would be left there until it finishes baking. With the stove, a pot of food is set down on top of the stove and the stove itself cooks it. Here, a pudna is different. A pudna that has no ledge, as we'll mention in a moment, the food cooks on the ground itself, which is not part of the pudna. So since the pudna is different than the oven or a stove, because the food is not cooking on it, if it has no ledge, we say that it's going to be tehora. But if it has a ledge, then the food cooks on the ledge, on the pudna, and therefore it's similar to the stove of the Torah, and therefore we would say in that case it's a keli, and therefore it's teme'ah. And that's what we say, im yesh la lizbez teme'ah. If it has a ledge along the bottom of the inside, it could become tameh, but if it does not have a ledge, it cannot become tameh. Other Tanaim give the same ruling in different words, using different names for the ledge of the pudna. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im yesh la istegiyot. Rabbi Gamliel omer, im yesh la sefayot. Rabbi Yehuda says if the pudna can become tameh if it has istegiyot, which is a ledge running around the bottom of the inside. Rabbi Gamliel says if it has sefayot, lips running around the bottom of the inside, which is other words that the Hachamim use here in order to teach you that if it has a ledge, it could become tameh.